آنے والا ہے مدینہ آنے والا ہے. اٹھو عطار اب اٹھو ذرا اور اسے دیکھو, اٹھو عطار اب اٹھو, اٹھو عطار اب اٹھو ذرا اور اسے دیکھو. چھایا نور ہر شہر پر, چھایا نور ہر شہر پر, مدینہ آنے والا ہے, مدینہ آنے والا ہے, مدینہ آنے والا ہے, مدینہ آنے والا ہے, مدینہ آنے والا ہے.
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. والصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ. والصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ. An all-past man saw a person in his dream after his death and asked, "How was Allah Azza wa Jal dealt with you?" He said, "Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven me." The past man asked, "For what reason?" He said, "I used to write hadith in company of muhaddis, and once he recited salat upon the embodiment of Nur, the mercy of the both ways, the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So I recited salat al-Nabi loudly when everyone heard it. They too recited the salat al-Nabi. Therefore, by virtue of this, Allah Azza wa Jalla has forgiven all of us." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Aziz Bistami rahmatullah alayhi says that my mother asked me for water in a freezing night of winter. I fetched a glass of water, but she had gone asleep. I didn't feel appropriate to wake her up, so I stood next to her with the glass of water waiting for her to wake up so that I could present her the glass water. It had been quite some time since I was standing, and some of the water had frozen on my finger by flowing through the glass. Anyway, when my mother woke up, I presented her the glass of water. As soon as the finger that was stuck to the glass due to being frozen separated from the glass, the skin also came off and it started to bleed. Upon seeing this, my mother asked, "What is this?" I told her the whole incident. Then she raised her hands and supplicated, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am pleased with him. You too be pleased with him. May the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal be showered upon them. He get forgiven for their sake." Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala. The fortunate ones whose parents are still alive should kiss their feet and hands at least once a day. There is a great reward in respecting the parents. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The paradise lies under the feet of your mothers." So being good to them reward entry into the paradise. Stated in Bukhari Shariat, one may also kiss the feet of his mother. It is stated in hadith, "The one who kissed his mother's feet is as if he kissed the doorstep of the paradise." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever you see your mother or father coming, stand up with respect. Don't talk to them by looking into their eyes. Whenever they call you, instantly reply, "Labbaik, here I am." Address them with respectful words and never let your voice rise above theirs. Sayyidina Abdul bin Aun's mother called him, and while replying back to her, his voice rose a little bit. As a compensation, he rahmatullah alayhi feed two slaves. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, how much of a saint rahmatullah alayhi would value their parents, how great their madani thinking used to be. Where shall we get two slaves from? Alas, in such matters, forget about two chickens. We don't even have the courage to sacrifice two eggs in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to understand the importance of parents. Ameen. Let's earn abundant rewards without spending anything and for absolutely free. Look at your parents with sympathy and love. How nice it is to look at your parents with a merciful gaze. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When children look at their parents with a merciful gaze, Allah Azza wa Jal writes the reward of Hajj Mabrur, except it had for every such sight." The Holy Companions alayhi ridwan asked, "Even if someone looks at them 100 times a day?" Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Yes, Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest and the purest." Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal is capable of everything. He, Allah Azza wa Jal, can give as much as He, Allah Azza wa Jal, wants. He, Allah Azza wa Jal, is not bound or compelled by anyone at all. So if someone looks at his parents with a merciful gaze 100 times a day, He, Allah Azza wa Jal, will grant him the reward of 100 except Hajj. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked, O Allah Azza wa Jal, O the Most Forgiving One, show me my companion of heaven. Allah Azza wa Jal said, go to so-and-so town, you will find so-and-so butcher over there. He will be your companion in heaven. Therefore, Musa alayhi salam went to the butcher. Even without knowing him and just considering him a traveler and a guest, he invited him. When they both sat down to eat, he put a very big basket next to him. He would take one bite himself and put two inside the basket. Meanwhile, someone knocked on the door. The butcher got up and went outside. Musa alayhi salam looked inside the basket and found out that there were aged man and woman inside. As soon as they looked at Musa alayhi salam, smile appeared on their face. They testified the prophethood of Musa alayhi salam and passed away right at that moment. When the butcher came back and looked at his dead parents inside the basket, he understood the whole matter and kissed his hands and said, you seem to be Allah's prophet Musa alayhi salam. He alayhi salam asked, how did you recognize? He said, my parents used to supplicate humbly every day that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant his death to inciting of Musa alayhi salam. Upon the sudden death, I realized that you must be Musa alayhi salam. The butcher further said, whenever my mother ate food, she would supplicate for me out of joy in the following manner. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make my child the companion of Musa alayhi salam in heaven. Musa alayhi salam said, congratulations, Allah Azza wa Jal has made you my companion of paradise. May the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal be showered upon them and we get forgiven for their sake. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers on the channel, did you see how the supplications of parents for their children are accepted? Parents become angry and supplicate against their children, that is also accepted. Therefore, parents should always be kept happy. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, parents are your hell and your paradise. At another place, Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal, once he Allah Azza wa Jal, can delay the punishment for every sin until the day of judgment. But he Allah Azza wa Jal punishes the disobeyer of parents in this very world. It is narrated that a man was called by his mother, but he did not reply back. Because of this, his mother cursed him and he became dumb. Dear Sami brothers and viewers of my new channel, you have noted, the one who didn't reply to his mother's call became dumb instantly. There are many motherly pearls of warning for disobeyers of parents, but there is also a great point where parents need to think too, especially those mothers who curse their children by saying, may you be destroyed, may you catch leprosy, etc., should control their tongues. It might be the time of acceptance, and if the supplication gets accepted, something wrong may happen to the child. Now the mother will be tense. Therefore, it is always best to supplicate only in the favor of your children. Salul al Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, an international non-political propagational movement of Quran and Sunnah. The weekly Ijtima takes place every Thursday in Gungo Sharif. It's a Madani culture that you participate and try to spend the night in the Ijtima. Make it a habit to travel with the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the Madani Kafriya while doing Fikr Madina to fill in your Madani Namaz card daily and hand it into your area Zimadar in the first 10 days of the Islamic month. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of this, we will start acting upon the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hatred for sins, we will safeguard our Iman. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, every Islamic brother should make the intention that I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, to rectify ourselves, we'll act upon the Madani Namaz. To rectify the people of the whole world, we'll travel in the Madani Kafila. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidu Mursaleen. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive all our sins. Give us the passion to become practicing Muslims and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere devotees and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the illness of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani Namaz. Give us the ability to travel on the Madani Kafile. Give us the ability to invite others and inspire them to act upon the Madani Namaz, travel on the Madani Kafile. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient children. O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant his death with Iman in the beautiful city of Madinah to Munawwara. And while lost in the visions of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make our place of burial in Jannat al-Baqi, and make us companions of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the cool and fragrant air in Medina, accept all our lawful du'as.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever writes Durood Sharif in a book, until my name remains in that book, the angels will seek forgiveness for that person." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once, the Chief of Saints, Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayhi, was performing a speech in an ijtima at his madrasa when a big snake fell from the ceiling and landed on him. The audience tried to panic. Everyone was scared. But Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayhi did not move from his place. The snake slipped into his clothes and wrapped itself around the blessed body of Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayhi. The snake then came out of the collar and wrapped itself around the blessed neck of our murshid. The king of Baghdad rahmatullah alayhi did not get confused, nor did he rahmatullah alayhi stop his speech. The snake slid to the ground, stood on its tail and said something and went away. The audience gathered around Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayhi and asked, "What did the snake say to you?" Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayhi replied, "The snake said that I have tested a lot of friends of Allah azza wa jal, but I have not found anyone like you." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, we come to realize that the snake was actually a jinn which tried to test Ghawse Azam. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayhi remained steadfast. O admirers of Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayh, from this incident we also learn that Muballigh should remain fearless no matter what problem arises, no matter what anyone says. He should continue to give speeches and continue invited towards good. Even if only a few people attend or people keep walking out, he should not give up hope. It is reported that Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayh started performing speeches in the year 530 AH. In Baghdad Sharif near the city wall. At first only one or two people attended, but Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayh did not lose hope and continued inviting towards good. And gradually more and more people started attending and started gaining blessings from the speech. Listen to the second frightful incident of the snake. And after listening to the steadfastness of Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayh, lower your head out of respect. The King of Saints, Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayhi, says that I was busy in praying Salah at Jamia Mansuri when the same snake came and performed came and sat in front of me with his mouth wide open. I moved it and performed sajda, but the snake wrapped itself around my neck. It slid into one sleeve and came out the other. After praying, I noticed that the snake had disappeared. The next day when I went to the same masjid, I saw a man with very big eyes. I realized that he was not human but a jinn. He said to me, "I am the same snake that was bothering you. I have tested a lot of friends of Allah's wajah, but none of them can beat you." After saying this, the jinn became my disciple. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, we should also pray our salah with such humbleness and humility that even if a snake wraps itself around us, we do not lose concentration. Sadly, our state is that if a fly sits on us while we are praying, we get panicked. We can't even bear an itch. From this incident, we also realize that even jinn become the disciple of our Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayh. Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayh says that I once went to the jungle and remained there for many days. There was nothing to eat or drink and I was very thirsty. Suddenly, a cloud appeared above my head and raindrops started falling around the cloud, which I drank. A bright face then appeared in the clouds and the sky became illuminated. I heard a voice saying, "O Abdul Qadir, I am your Lord. I have made all haram things halal for you." I read, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim," and the light disappeared and became smoke. A voice said, "O Abdul Qadir, before this I led 70 saints of Allah's vigil astray, but your knowledge has saved you." Ghawse Azam rahmatullah alayhi says that I replied, "O renegade, It was not my knowledge that saved me. It was my Lord Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers, no doubt Shaitan is very deceiving. He tries his best to trick us and we should always be aware of him. We should not be overconfident and we should ask Allah Azza wa Jal to help us and save us from the tricks of Shaitan. Where there is wealth, thieves will come and whoever has iman, Shaitan will try to lead him astray. The stronger your belief and more good deeds you do, the harder Shaitan will try. Shaitan tried to trick our Murshid Ghousi Azam rahmatullah alayhi many times, but he rahmatullah alayhi had very strong iman. But with the grace and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Shaitan failed. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ghousi Azam rahmatullah alayhi says, once a person came to me who was very ugly and was smelling really bad. He stood in front of me and said, I am the devil and I have come to serve you because you have exhausted in me and my friends. I told him to go away but he refused. Suddenly a hand appeared and gave the devil such a blow that he sunk into the ground. But he got fire in his hand and threw it at me. Suddenly a man who had his face covered came riding on a white horse. The man gave me a sword and when Shaitan saw this, he ran away. The King of Sages, Rahmatullah alayhi, says, once I saw Shaitan standing far away from me throwing soil on his head. Shaitan started crying and said, Oh Abdul Qadir, I am frustrated with you. I replied, Oh Shaitan, go away. I will always be afraid of you. Shaitan said, these words of yours have hurt me. After this, he showed me lots of webs, nets and tricks. I asked him what these were and he told me that these are webs of the world which he used to lead humans astray. I strived for a whole year before all the webs broke, and then lots of goods surrounded me. I asked what these were, and he replied that these are the things which people love. I then strived for another year before all these webs broke. Dear Islamic brothers, indeed it is very difficult to get rid of the nafs or shaitan. Ghousi Azam rahmatullah alayhi got rid of shaitan by striving for years and years. And to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, he rahmatullah alayhi stayed in the jungles of Iraq for 25 years. It was reported in Bahjatul Asrar that Ghousi Azam rahmatullah alayhi said, I spent many years in the jungle of Kirk and would survive on plants and leaves. Every year someone would come and give me a clean gown made of wool. I tried thousands of things to get the love of the world out of my heart. I stayed away from everyone and people called me daft and dumb and thought I was stupid. I used to walk barefoot on thorns and would walk into dangerous caves without thinking twice. The world would present itself in beautiful ways to me, but Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I did not make friends with it. Sometimes my nafs would agree with me and say, I will do whatever you say, and sometimes I would argue with me. Allah Azza wa Jal would make me overcome my nafs and I would punish it. For 1 year I ate leftovers and didn't drink water, any water. For another year I drank water but did not eat anything. And for another year I never ate nor drank and I would starve. I was faced with many difficulties. On one very cold night I kept falling asleep and ghusl would become necessary upon me. I would get up immediately and perform ghusl. This happened to me 48 times in one night. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, indeed, to gain something, we have to work very hard. Ghousi Azam rahmatullah alayhi spent many years trying to gain the pleasure of his Lord Azza wa Jal and to make his grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. He rahmatullah alayhi spent many years in trying to forget the love of the world, to save himself from sins, to bring the people back on the right path, to become a muballigh, to spread the word of Islam, and to bring many non-believers to Islam. We are not as good as Ghousi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, but we should try our best to follow in his blessed footsteps. O admirers of Ghousi Azam rahmatullah alayhi, Ghousi Azam spent 25 years of his blessed life in the jungles of Iraq. In order to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, if only we could take some time out of our busy lives and travel with Madni Qafli of Da'at Islami in the company of the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to propagate the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, Azam Rahmatullah Alayh says, when I used to see pieces of food on the floor, I wanted to pick them up, but I would notice that other people were also looking for food. I would leave them so that my Islamic brothers could eat them, and I would stay hungry. When I was feeling very weak due to hunger, I picked up some food which was on the floor in the market, and I went to a corner and sat down to eat it. Suddenly, a young man who was holding fresh bread and meat came and sat down and started eating. When I saw the young man, I felt even hungrier. When he put the food in his mouth, I wanted to open my mouth so that he could feed me. Eventually, I controlled my nose by saying, "Don't be impatient. Allah Azza wa Jal is with me. Even if I die with hunger, I will never ask this young man for food." Suddenly, this young man looked at me and said, "Brother, come and eat with me." I refused, but he again asked me to join him. My nerves kept telling me to get up and eat, but I kept refusing. This young man kept insisting, so I ate a little of his food. The young man asked me where I lived, so I replied, "Jilad." He asked, I am also from Jilad. "Do you know Wasi Azam, grandson of Sayyidina of Sayyid Abdullah Somi, rahmatullah alayhi?" I replied that I am that person. Upon hearing this, he became happy and said, "When I left Baghdad, your mother gave me 8 gold coins to give to you. I looked for you everywhere but could not find you. I spent all my money and had not eaten anything for 3 days. So I used your money to buy this bread and meat. Please eat with me because this is your food. First you are my guest, but now I am yours." He gave me the rest of the gold coins and apologized for spending some of the money. I was very happy. I gave him any food which was left and some coins which he accepted and left. Dear Islamic brothers, see how strong our faith is. Our faith of our Ghawsi Azam Rahmatullah Alayhi was and how he Rahmatullah Alayhi had control over his nafs. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Da'at Islami, an international and political propagational movement of the Quran and Sunnah. The weekly Ijtima in Birmingham takes place every Thursday approximately 7:30 in Gongol Street. It is Madani request that you participate in the Ijtima and try to spend the night in Fazan Medina. Make it a habit to travel with the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Madani Qafile. And whilst doing Fikr Madina, to fill in your Madani Namaz card daily and to hand it into your areas in Madar within the first 10 days of the new Islamic month. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, with the blessings of this, we will start acting up on the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have hatred for sins and will safeguard our iman. Every Islamic brother should make the intention that I must try to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. To rectify ourselves, we'll act upon the Madani Namaz, and to rectify the people of the whole world, we'll travel on the Madani Qafile. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. O Allah, Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah, Azza wa Jal, forgive all our sins. Give us the passion to become practicing Muslims. And make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere devotees of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the illness of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madni Inamat. Give us the ability to travel in the Madni Qafilas. Give us the ability to invite others and inspire them to act upon the Madni Inamat and travel on the Madni Qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient children. O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us death with Iman in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. And whilst lost in the visions of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, make our place of burial in Jannatul Baqi. And make us companions of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the cool and fragrant air in Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hai, dua ke waasite hai, bande tere, kar de puri aarzu har bekasa majboor ki.
Ehi shehr nishah hai Medina, as-salatu wa Allah, صلات وسلام زینت عرش معلا صلات وسلام رب حبلی امتی کہتے ہوئے پیدا ہوئے رب حبلی امتی کہتے ہوئے پیدا ہوئے رب حبلی امتی کہتے ہوئے پیدا ہوئے رب نے فرمایا کہ بخشا رب نے فرمایا کہ بخشا صلاۃ و سلام اے شہنشاہ مدینہ صلاۃ و سلام زینت عرش معلا سر جھکا کر بادب عشق رسول اللہ میں سر جھکا کر بادب عشق رسول اللہ میں سر جھکا صلات و سلام زینت عرش معلا مومنوں پڑھتے رہو تم اپنے آقا پر درود 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 ہے میں وہ سنی ہوں جمیل قادری مرنے کے بعد میں وہ سنی ہوں جمیل قادری مرنے کے بعد شہنشاہ ہے مدینہ الصلاۃ والسلام
مبارک فیوز اسمائی پریئر مے یو کیپ اسے